Hello and welcome to Thank You to Creations podcast. I'm your host, Elle, and today I have my co-host, Mr. Colors. How are you, Colors?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good.
Do you want to tell our listeners how many times we have to do this intro today?
But just one time. Just one time. But we gotta play me a like this.
Tell yourself that if it makes you feel better.
Well, we started maybe like an hour ago. We try to figure this out and just we kept getting other stuff and then emails we have to, I mean, technically you have to answer in. We messed up the first time on this intro.
We messed
And
up, or you messed up.
now we're back. All right.
All right. So tell me, how was your weekend?
My weekend, it was pretty good, relaxing. Just been drawing a lot lately. That's what I've been like trying to focus on. Just kind of try to rewire my brain and using references, I mean, and not only references, just kind of like looking into other ways to draw. I think I'll be doing better. You know, portraits, I've been doing better. I drew my mom, so it's like, well, this actually does look like my mom. I'd be drawing like different portraits in the internet, just messing with their, you know, body structure. But yeah, this is what I've been focusing on. And yeah, it's been good.
That's great. Honestly, think that you don't give yourself enough credit for the talent you do have, because I see a lot of people out here who will be real confident about their work and it's not nearly as good as yours. So.
Well, thank you. But I think one of the biggest keys in this is confidence. Like you have to have confidence. And that's kind of how you start. You have to have confidence and, you know, and just keep going. But some people have too much confidence and they don't believe that in training, you know, they don't believe in going online and actually getting a little course or something like that and just get better. They just want to get better as they go. I learned that the hard way, I'm gonna be honest with you. That's just the way I am. I have to keep learning. I just have to keep learning, doing better. So yeah, I think this is good for me.
Well, that's great. Always good to learn something new for sure. Well, I had a pretty good weekend. I started playing Monopoly online.
Oh yeah, I was gonna, I'm sorry. I was going to say, how's your weekend?
That's okay. I beat you to it. Yeah, so I've been playing Monopoly online and Uno as a way to just relax because I have no chill.
You know.
I don't know how to relax. And for me, there's no such thing as just sitting down and watching something. I always have to be doing something. So I think that's just the life I've gotten used to as an entrepreneur. You always got to be doing something productive. But I've been trying really hard to give myself some grace and some time for myself. So in this case, I've, looked up activities like playing Uno and Monopoly online to kind of unwind.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to distract your brain because you're one of those people that, like you say, you don't have no chill. You have no chill, and honestly, you've been doing so much in since I've met you. You know, from your own business to this channel to your podcast, your news, newsletter, which is going to be the end of the newsletter this month, right?
Yeah, this upcoming month, June 15th, is going to be the last edition for a newsletter. It was so much fun to do it, but I do have other projects that I'm working on that require much more attention at this time. So we are going to be retiring our newsletter. And I was so ecstatic when I first started, and even more when people wanted to be part of it. We had tattoo artists, we had small businesses, we had rappers, musicians. We had a bookstore. It was amazing. It was truly amazing. And I just know when it's usually time to end something. And I think right now it's a good time before I get too busy and then I'm not dedicating the time it's needed for something like that.
Yeah, but I figure if you're not doing your newsletter right now, we could always say we could always bring people here to the podcast and just have them do the same thing that they were doing in the newsletter, which is asking questions, and
Of
put them
course.
out
I
there.
mean, we've already had
Do the
artists.
same thing.
We've had Shu on here, which is he's an artist entrepreneur from Georgia. We had also from Texas, Genesis.
John. Oh, Genesis, maybe.
Genesis. We have one of our, we had one of our really good friends, John from Texas as well, who joined us. So I definitely am putting the invitation out there for everyone. Like, if you didn't make it to the newsletter, you didn't have time, that's okay. Let us know. We can get you on our podcast. So the invitation is always open. But enough of our chit chat. What do you have for me today?
Okay, so today, I mean, it was very hard to, it's always hard to come up with the topic, but we found something pretty cool. We're gonna be giving you guys 10 of the best crazy conspiracy theories that people actually believe. So we're planning on doing this maybe another episode of this, but today we're just gonna give you 10. So yeah, so the first one being, of course, one of the most famous ones in the United States and all over the world. The moon landing was fake. So I'm pretty sure you guys already know that or believe that. It says the flag was moving in the wind. There was no stars in the sky whatsoever. So a lot of people notice there's no stars here in the space. There should be mostly stars. There's supposed to be no oxygen, no air in the moon, so they saw the flag moving back and forth. Also, lighting was a big issue. The lighting in the I'm guessing wherever they were at, there was different light sources, which is there's only one sun, right? These are all points made in the conspiracy theory. That Neil Armstrong didn't take the first leap of mankind on the moon in 1969. For years, conspiracists have argued that NASA staged the landing and that the secret has been protected by the CIA ever since.
Why would they lie about that? Why do you think they would lie about that?
It has a lot to do with China. I think China also wanted it to be the first country landed on the moon, but the United States wanted to beat them to the punch. It had a lot to do with technology. It was like a technological war, but there is a lot more to it. But the whole point of this conspiracy is that we never actually did go because everything looks staged. Honestly, we see better movies now that are out there that that would be to the space than the fake than the landing in the moon, which I agree. I'm gonna be honest with you. I believe this is fake. It's just a conspiracy, but just looking at it, I'm like, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think that we kind of have a theme going right now. I'll give us our second conspiracy, and that is the government killed JFK. So there are a number of conspiracy theories about President Kennedy's death, but one of the most popular is that the government was behind the assassination. And many Americans don't believe Lee Oswald, Harvey Oswald, acted alone. And there is a biographer, Philip Shannon, claims that even Bobby Kennedy thought, so his own family thought, the CIA was responsible for his brother's death at first. Yeah, I've heard about that one before. And there's a TikTok audio that goes out that plays a lot that says the government would never do that. And they always have it used conspiracies, like this one. And I mean, he was doing a lot of good things. He was trying to. Not everything, but he was trying to do some good. If we think about it, when Abraham Lincoln also was killed, he was trying to abolish.
Slavery.
Right. So then why wouldn't you think that the government would try to stop? When Martin Luther King was assassinated, he was trying to help equal rights, civil rights for African Americans. So why wouldn't they do that, right? Then there's Malcolm X as well. And you know what? I'm going to say something about that real quick, even though maybe has not too much to do with it. Although I do think the government was involved in all three of those assassinations, maybe even Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, for sure.
But growing up, I was always like, I don't know, when even in schools they teach about Martin Luther King, you don't usually hear about Malcolm X, right? It's very
Because he was for weaponizing, well, not weaponizing, but everybody should have a gun and protect themselves. And
right.
that's the reason.
He's basically like met with him, he believed in putting pressure and not always in a peaceful way, right? But like, why wouldn't schools teach that? Well, I think it's easy. Why would you weaponize mentally your students to think that way instead of continuing to oppress them?
But exactly.
All about peace. Martin Luther King wanted peace. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that is interesting take. Okay, go to the third one.
Another thing about that is I believe that Tupac got killed by the government too, because he was doing a big movement about bringing people together and thinking differently. So that's just another add-on to that. All right. Another conspiracy. This is the most recent one, and the reason why a lot of us are pretty much still broke. This is COVID-19 was engineered by the media. I mean, we all lived it. It is up to you to believe, whatever you want to believe. But it says some people think that the virus is a hoax and was engineered by the media and global elites to control the population. While a diehard believer likely won't believe us, AKA the media, which is going to emphasize right here and right now that COVID-19 was very much real and a deadly virus. So I got my shot from COVID-19. I think I got COVID one time, right? Just the one time. I know my bones hurt. I know every time I sneeze, it hurt like a, so, and after I took the vaccination, I didn't really get sick anymore. And if I did, it was probably just very it wasn't that bad.
Right, the
But I
second.
don't think I got sick anymore. Yeah, the second
No.
time, right?
We didn't. The first time we got sick together, we actually thought it was really bad allergies. It was really bad. We remember we're part of that one office where everyone was actually sick and the management was terrible. And they didn't believe it. They didn't believe in COVID. And then I remember we both were sick and we were just like, we gotta go get tested. And we did, and we both came back positive, and we were both not doing so well for a few weeks. And then the second time it happened to me, which was, remember, back right before Christmas, maybe, or during Christmas? No. I think it was like maybe earlier, like January. I can't really remember exactly when it was, but it was either late last year, early this year. It was different. This time it was a little bit different. But I was even surprised, like, how did I even get it? Because since COVID-19 hit, right? I've been really like adamant about like wearing my mask everywhere or using hand sanitizer. Most of my deliveries, most of my groceries were delivered, or most of my things were delivered. So I really didn't interact with people that much, and I still got it a second time. But second time, I only had to quarantine for I think a few days. It wasn't that much. And yeah, the first 2 days I felt like I was dying, and then after that I was like, wow. That really sucked. So I wouldn't say it was a fake thing. Like you said, I don't think it was fake because you feel like it's an out of body experience for sure. But I do think that this caused more problems within the government because of this, they started to do the whole forgiveness of certain loans to certain people, and most of them were people with money already, which I thought was unfair. And then everybody else was just left out to their own devices. So I don't know how much, I don't
I
think it
think
was,
so.
Yeah, I don't think it was fake, but they did use this to their advantage, the people who are richer.
Yeah, that's one thing, and I know too. The second thing is, I believe, just out of my own point of view, is that a lot of people became more awake of going to work was really not much of an importance when you have it, especially when you're working a computer. Like you can do that from home, you know. So a lot of people will probably be like, "All right, well, I mean, I can do this from home." You're already checking on the status. You know, you have managers listening to the calls anyway. So what's the whole point, you know, to stay and go to an office? A lot of people, you know, I think woke up and were like, you know what, my life is a little bit more valuable than going to an office every day and being miserable and being yelled at by this person that gets paid the same amount of money as I do.
I was one of those people. Thank you
Yeah.
to Patience actually what I needed during COVID, because one, I had more time since my hours were reduced to like 10 hours a week. I had more time on my hands and I needed to not go crazy in my house. So I really took advantage of that. Thank you to Lee was officiated, like began in 2019 and then didn't really like grow into what it is and what it's growing to be until last year. So it's a process.
Yeah.
So let's see. So our fourth conspiracy, Earth has been sucked into a black hole. So the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, is at heart of a lot of crazy conspiracy theories, including people who believe that when CERN discovered the Higgs boson or boson in 2012, they inadvertently created a black hole and Earth was sucked into it. These people think that the world ended in 2012, but we haven't realized it yet. I
I
wish.
mean, that's
These bills look like they're real, so I wish.
mean, there's a lot of things that kind of don't make sense in the matrix sometimes, you know. I just saw a video actually on TikTok earlier about you know, Pikachu not having like a black tail, and I was like, no, he never had it. I'm a big fan of Pokemon, so I know that one's fake. And then I think it was like one of the Disney movies that are like Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. Yeah, and it doesn't say Mirror, Mirror anymore. It says something different. And I was like, well, I remember it saying Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. There was a Michael Jackson song. There was all kinds of things. And I'm like, okay, this is like, I think it's called a butterfly effect, right? No.
Mandela
There's
effect.
something. Okay, the Mandela effect. When you think that you saw it at a certain point somehow, but it's different now, right? So I know some of them were like, no, Pikachu had a, I've never had a black tail, you know. And I said no, and I know some of them were like, wait, what? For real? And then that's, I think that's where people are starting to believe that, because ever since that time frame, things are starting to seem different. In the internet, you know, you're like, oh, well, this was never like this before. I remember it different. And yeah, I mean, maybe spiritually or like in a different dimension, we got sucked into a black hole and things started to change. But physically, we would have been dead. We wouldn't been out.
Speaking of death, so what's number five?
And speaking of death, okay, Disney created Frozen as a distraction. People have a long discussion to discuss the conspiracy that Walt Disney used cyber cryogenics technology to freeze himself when he died. I've heard of that before. Even though the Disney family refutes the claim, however, a new theory is that the Walt Disney Company created Frozen as a way to hack Google search algorithm and distract consumers from information about Walt Disney possible Frozen procedure. So I've heard that Walt Disney has, froze himself because he wanted to get revived in like 100+ years later. There are some researchers, I think it's either China or Japan, that have had frozen fish, and then when they put them in the water, they let the water unfreeze them, and the fish are alive. Maybe they're brain damaged by that point, but I don't know.
I mean, it's not unheard of, like, but I've never heard of mammals, but I know reptiles, like, there's turtles and there's alligators, that will basically get frozen in water for like a season and then they come back to life. They just like melt and they're fine. It's like their heart even slows down to nearly death and then they just unmelt and they're running again. And it's just like, I don't know how they would make that technology so that it works on a human because we are different species, but it is interesting. And also, why would you want to be frozen and come back? It's like the whole concept behind being a vampire, which one is more outlandish than the other. But I've always thought, I'm like, I want to be if I could pick if I could pick a magical, thing, and whether to be
Hours.
powers, right? Whether to be a vampire or a werewolf, I'd want to be a vampire so I could live through centuries of whatever, right? But then I'm like, at a certain point of that, I would get bored. Like, I feel like I would be so, and you honestly see it in all the movies, all these like characters who play Dracula or vampire characters, they get lonely, because like, life gets boring, then they're miserable. So,
I mean, like at one point, all your family will be gone completely. Your whole family will be gone. You will find new generations of your family, but they'll be like, man, I miss that old cousin of mine or like old friend of mine that
yeah.
was alive a million years ago.
If they could tell me or guarantee me I can turn my kids into vampires too, then I think I'd be okay.
Oh
And
my
by my
God.
kids, I mean my dogs.
I don't know. I mean, death is certain, but if you manage to fool it, hey, more, I'm probably not gonna ever be able to see that, or nobody will be able to see that. But hey, more power to you.
Right? You already said you won't be a vampire, you want to be a werewolf. We had this discussion
Yeah, I think.
in another episode, so gotta look that episode up.
Yeah. Well, we had the discussion, but yeah, just. I don't know. I don't know about living the rest of my life. Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
But go ahead. Wait.
number five. I'm sorry, number six.
Number six.
So the Denver International Airport is Illuminati's headquarters. The Illuminati leads to a conspiracy rabbit hole that we're not going to delve too far into. Except when it comes to the Denver International Airport. Many Illuminati believers are convinced it's the secret group's headquarters. The airport has embraced the rumors by poking fun at it, but that hasn't stopped people from believing secret tunnels and lizard lairs lurk beneath the building. I've heard this one quite a few times actually online. It's interesting, and they do play make fun of it because then they have like these statues that are really odd, and even within the airport, the walls say weird things, and I think they're just kind of poking fun at the whole thing because why would the secret society, a secret society, do business underneath there? But we say the same thing about Roswell, or not Roswell, Area 51, right, which is near New Mexico, right?
Restaurant.
So we say the same thing, and then one day they got up and left, and now it's supposed to be empty. Like, what can we believe? Who can we believe? Maybe because we don't suspect it, it gives more reason to it to be true.
I mean, as they say, the best place to hide something is in plain sight.
That's true.
So it could be, All right. Number seven, the Earth is hollow. In 2014, scientists released a new unknown finding about the Earth's core, sorry. And let's just say conspiracy theorists took it and ran with it. After learning that we don't know how much all about the surface of the Earth or what lies beneath the layers, the hollow Earth theory gains attraction Some believers even think there's an earth inside the earth, of our earth. So I've heard of this before. It's a very common conspiracy theory. I've actually seen a video of a back in like the 40s or 50s, I think a guy actually flew into a hole in Antarctica. There's like a hole in there, and he went inside that hole, and there was like a whole civilization in there. There was like aliens in there. There was dinosaurs. There were trees. There was including in a sun inside of it. There was an artificial sun created in there, but then he just kind of looped out and left. But I've heard of it. I mean, I don't know. It could be real. Maybe it's not, but the fact that we have volcanoes right now erupting, like the Popo, makes me believe that there's just a big ball of fire down there, and one day it's gonna explode.
And the Popocatépetl did actually feel, I think I it really created like a chain reaction, because then there was another one in Italy. There's a bunch of like weather related phenomena going around the whole entire world now, and it kind of started as soon as that volcano in Mexico and Puebla started to erupt ashes and everything. So I haven't checked it lately, so I don't know. I want to say the last thing I found out was they were either already evacuating the citizens there, or they were about to.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next one.
The next one is going to be a little bit related to the same, but the conspiracy theory is that the world is flat. The flat Earth society has spread across the globe in recent years, with more and more people believing that the world is flat and stationary rather than rotating, as science would lead them to believe, I'm sure. And that's pretty much the whole conspiracy. There's no details on that.
So I know a lot about the flat Earth theory because I do watch a lot about it. And just to kind of have a comparison of why people believe that there is a flat Earth theory, like there is a flat Earth. When it comes to the actual shape of it, it's actually like a piece of land that has a dome, and that's one of those things that even Walt Disney, the guy who invented this theory, was Walt Disney's best friend. So that was his best friend, and so when you see it says Walt Disney on all the what is it called, movies, you see this like shape, right? But supposedly it's Tinkerbell going around the castle and living in fairy dust, but that's supposed to be like a hint of like we are living in a globe, in a bubble, and just flat. Which is cool. I like the theory, but there's just a lot of things that I'm like, okay, so you're telling me we're just a piece of rock. We're technically just a piece of rock floating in the air, right? But it's like sitting this way. And then when you include gravity and you include all this other stuff in it, you're like, things just don't make sense. Even the Chicken Little theory, like the sky's falling. They shot something up there, and like the globe's starting to fall apart. The Simpsons have made a mention to it that they shot something, and everything started coming in, and water started pouring inside of the bubble because, and we all know that the Simpsons can be a little freaky because they know a lot, or the creator of the Simpsons know a lot, so. I'm praying that they're wrong, but if they're right, then we have been steered the wrong way for hundreds of years.
Well, your turn.
Yeah, nothing to say. Okay, so we're back to the vampire thing. Prince Charles is a vampire. That's your papa. Why? Well, Prince Charles of Wales is related to Valdemar the Imperial, Is that correct?
Okay.
April, the inspiration of inspiration from Bram Stoker's Dracula and many royals in the Charles bloodline were known to have a disease called, I'm gonna say it, porphyria, which is an iron deficiency that causes people to be sensitive of sunlight. I've never heard of this porphyria, but I mean, if it's something like Michael Jackson's,
That was something else.
no. I'm kidding. Michael Jackson lost his. I think Michael Jackson is a vampire. You know why? He lost his color, and you will see him with an umbrella everywhere he went. So he's
Had
probably still alive.
a light because he had
Yeah.
vitiligo, I think it's called.
Villalago. Yeah.
So basically, you're saying that Prince of Wales, Charles, is related to Vlad the Impaler, which is the inspiration from Bram Stoker's Dracula. So one of the movies you love watching, is definitely talks about, how Vlad the Impaler, which is a guy who would kill his enemies in very violent ways, was the reason or the inspiration for Dracula, right? What is interesting is the fact that many of the royals have the disease, but I mean, obviously, like there's always things that you believe because you're like you want to believe in the folklore and all that. But we kind of know it's kind of difficult to really say vampires are real, right? But what is real is when you mix in with your own blood, your own bloodline, and procreate. That is real. So it's not unlikely that if the family of royals procreated with each other for centuries, cousins, siblings, aunts, uncles, whatever, right? That they would carry that in their bloodline. That is more believable.
So there is I don't know if this is a theory, but I'm pretty sure it's a fact that back in the day, the kings will, if you were a woman, a king will be like, okay, so you're gonna get married, I'm gonna go ahead. The king will deflower the bride before the actual husband will. And so he will have, sex for all these women. And then technically they will have kids and he would do it all over again with these other kids. So I'm sure this is kind of how it went. And they were mixing up with each other. So there's a lot of research to do. But
A lot of incest.
there are a lot of there's a
Yes,
lot of
that's
incest.
the word to leave. There's a lot of incest, unfortunately, in a lot of European bloodlines. That's the truth. That's the truth. It's like it's
But we don't know if it's, like I'm saying, I don't know if it was 100% true. And that's why I said there's a lot of research to do because I'm not 100% sure if that was just a theory or it was a fact. So if there's incest, then yeah, I'm sure that's how all bloods
Take a look
mixed
at
up in.
it's a lot of diseases that the bloodlines, like different bloodlines in Europe, carried. You can tell by their structure, like their face structure, blood disorders, things like that, that would only happen to them in a sense. And it could be because at some point they probably didn't even know that they were related, and it is likely like the closer you get to procreating with someone that's really close to your bloodline, the more likely you are to have some kind of disorder,
Disease.
physical disorder, or like, I'm sorry, like, yeah, blood disorder, or like physically you'll look different, right? So there's definitely a lot of theories on that just based on the pictures that they have of these people, how they look. Some of them like didn't have straight spines and they were kind of like discombobulated, and like, or like what they had like shorter arms and like their noses were really big. Like, yeah, it was all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
All right. So we reached our
that's true.
final
All
conspiracy
right,
for
maybe the
this
last one.
week. And this is Bigfoot is real. So Bigfoot, Sasquatch, call it what you will, but many people are convinced the elusive creatures exist. For years, people have tried to track it down, resulting in videos and images often emerging of a tall, hairy animal walking upright. It's crazy because I just saw an episode of, I used to be on BuzzFeed. I don't think they're with them anymore, but it was Shane and Ryan who do the episodes. And they had gone into the woods, I think California, I can't remember where, to find Bigfoot. So they, I just heard this. The theories are out there, conspiracies are out there. People are out looking out for, looking for them. And I guess we just really won't ever know because, I mean, think about it. Who in their right mind would go into the woods willingly looking for something that no one can explain or potentially something that can kill you? Like now I can't even,
You
I
know,
don't even, yeah. It's like now I don't even know, is Bigfoot gonna take me? Are the aliens gonna take me? Is some crazy family in the woods gonna take me, like, the hills have eyes?
I didn't really think about that. I didn't think about that. It could be like a family.
Look, anything can take me in the woods,
Huh.
and I used to go in there. Yesterday, I literally asked my brother-in-law, I said, how far do your woods go in there? And he's like, and he's like, why? But I always hit him with these questions
Yeah.
anyway. But and he's like, why? I said, well, if I walk back there in the dark, no flashlight, could I make it back? And he was like, yeah, I mean, you'll reach somebody else's property line, like maybe a, like a fence or something. Not like a real fence, I guess, but like something that will tell you that you're not on your property anymore. And then he's like, why? And I'm like, oh, I'm just wondering. But that made me feel safer
You
that
always
there.
put him on.
I just make him think, because it made me feel safer in the sense that if I was to run out there for whatever reason, I would eventually meet an end, versus if I'm in some kind of national forest, I'm lost forever.
You're over here thinking of the Blair Witch Project, and you just go around and around and around and be able to get out of it.
I'm thinking soon, maybe, I don't know. I mean, they just, treated for like pests and stuff like ticks, because we have dogs and there's like, I guess, a big tick problem here because of the woods. They treated like the surrounding property, but I'm still kind of scared to go out there because you're out, like, again, like in the foresty area. But I did want to record a episode of myself out there one night and see if I find anything, but I'm too scared.
We'll have to get on.
Either something's gonna get me, like a wild animal or like a tick, and yeah. I'm still thinking about it.
You know what's crazy? Now you kind of reminded me of that we had in Dana's Peak in Texas. Do you remember one time we were walking with Gina? We went up the hill, and then I told Gina, you go in front. And then Gina's like, why do you want me to go in front? I was like, I don't know, just, because I was looking back at you to make sure you were okay, because that thing was like steep. So we went up there, and then we hear this noise, like this galloping noise, some crazy noise, and all we see is just a shadow dude run past us, and I was like, holy crap. And it passed literally right in front of Gina, and it flew right in front of Gina, and Gina got so scared. And we looked down, what was going down? It was a freaking deer just after, crawling at us,
Oh.
just
I thought it was a goat.
running so quick.
It was a deer.
Huh?
It was a deer. I thought it was a goat.
No, it was a deer. It was a deer. And
That.
you could tell, you could ask Gina.
Then she got mad because she like, you guys were gonna kill me. And I'm like, we didn't know the goat was, or the deer was just coming down. Yeah. That's why I love the forest in a controlled environment. That's it.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts for today's episode?
No, that's good. I think we're gonna go ahead and do another one of these. I actually like conspiracy theories. They're gonna scare me, and conspiracy theories, I think, is like my biggest, I actually like to do it. I don't want to assume too much.
Awesome. Well, you heard it here, guys. We'll probably be doing a part two on some additional theories that we find online. And also, we started our series that should be coming out every few weeks at this point about the scary videos. Those you can find on YouTube only because it just makes more sense. You'll be able to see a reaction and the ghost videos on there. So make sure to message us on our Facebook or Instagram, leave a comment, leave a rating in our podcast, our channels, and let us know what you want to listen to. That's pretty much it, guys. Thank you for your support and enjoy the rest of your day.